62 degrees, the WIB wake-up show in progress for the first full day of summer. Summer arrived yesterday about 10:54 with Sam on middays here on WWIB. All right, so I did best 5 minutes of the day. No Jason Cans, but Lord willing, he'll be back with us on Monday. Got to see him and visit with the big fella yesterday in person. And even pulled up his shirt and showed me the laparoscopic surgery scars there. And bing, 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 bing. And, yeah, you know, it's kind of better day by day. Rough those first couple of days, it sounds like. But he's getting along. He tells me that there are some people, he says, who have this surgery and they're back to work like 2 days later. He's like, I don't know how they do it. And besides kind of some of the pain recovery, he talks about some of the just the weariness of the whole thing. And so maybe that's left over because he works so hard. So anyhow, your continued thoughts and prayers for Jason as he recovers from that. Again, in his fifth year with us, early mornings here. We so appreciate him. And he's not even going to make our Saturday breakfast tomorrow. But my buddy Ed Ramsey and I will be there. And if you want to join us at the table at Randy's, come on over. Lots of great food options to enjoy. And the coffee and such are always flowing. All right, you can get flavored coffee, too, if you want it. We're going to get to We've Got Your Back, the one-day challenge, and find out if anybody besides Sue and Bloomer took us up on our invitation to be early supporters for our veterans. I see some other names there, and so we will check and see on some of these for... have to see what the cause is. Some people, you can give, again, at WIB.com. I'm certainly always welcoming your gifts for WIB Incorporated, and I see maybe somebody in that regard. But this is the one-day challenge for those vets, and we'll hear from both Rick Yoder and Tony Faulkner coming up here on WWIB. But if you want to support, just WIB.com, click on the banner on top of the page. And I'm just checking to see, and it looks like what we're getting is for WIB Incorporated, and that's great. But we need some support for these veterans organizations. All right. Anyhow, Jason's devotional, Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. We are near the end of this, the 129 devotions over many a year. We've got just kind of bits and pieces here and there, and days like this when he's away. John 17:8 today. For I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them and have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. Those words from Jesus, here's how Jason tackles that in one paragraph. He says, Jesus was present to his disciples in body and word. In him, they saw God in the flesh. Every day, they learned from the living word. Truth, goodness, and beauty were embodied in how he lived. But Jesus was also present to them in the spoken word. He told them about the kingdom of God. He told them about what it meant to love. Word spoken, word embodied. We still have access to the divine word in the pages of Scripture and in the Spirit of Christ who dwells in us. Closing prayer, Jesus, help each and every one of us to daily receive your word, learning the truth about who you are and what you've accomplished on our behalf. Help us to live in step with the indwelling word day by day. Amen. From John 17:8 this morning, Jesus' upper room discourse. Caleb, this is the one-day challenge, right?
Yes, this is our day to tangibly say thank you for your service to our veterans, and we're asking you to go to WWIB.com. There's a big red bar right at the top of the page to help. So far, Sue from Bloomer's the only one who's responded. She's actually responded twice, and we thank her so much for that. We'd love to have your tribute as well. If there's a veteran living or passed on to glory that you would like to have us remember today along with your gift, we would love to be able to do that. And I was just thinking, Halvo, it's easy, I think, for me to drum up the empathy for some of the other things that we raise funds for, whether it be children and families who are hungry or sending kids back to school with the school supplies they need so they won't be picked on. This one's harder for me. I will admit it, even while putting this together, because I don't have a frame of reference for it. Mm. And I just think about this, that I haven't served. My grandfathers have, but I haven't served. And so I truly want that empathy for our veterans because they have all sacrificed for us. They all have. Not all have shed their blood. Not all have lost a limb. Not all have PTSD because not all have seen combat, but they have all sacrificed. They truly, truly have. And they've sacrificed. They've stood in that gap. They've stood there in the place in service so people like me can be safe at home. And so I hope that maybe there's other people like me saying, I just, I don't feel the same way because it's just not near and present to me because I haven't served. I hope that together we can say we want to do something because they've, so many of these men and women have stood in the gap for us so that we wouldn't have that own sacrifice in our lives of what it means to be away from family and loved ones for months and months at a time, to serve tours, to serve in combat, to give up so much, to go through so much trauma so that we could be safe, so that we could be free to preserve the ideals that this great nation was founded on. So we're asking you to step up and to help. Again, our goal is $5,000 by the end of the day, and that seems a long, long way off. But I know we were trying to get the first 1,000 given before 7. Right. Didn't reach that, but maybe by 7:30 we could see the first $1,000 given. And how well, that could be one person, that could be 10 people giving $100. I'm not sure, but thank you so much to Sue for starting us off yesterday and today. Mm-hmm. WWIB.com, right at the top of the page. Would you respond and help us serve our veterans through these two local organizations? The money stays right here.
WIB.com, please do what you can right now. Help us to get to that goal by 7:30.
It's our We've Got Your Back one-day challenge today. It's been over an hour since we've heard from anyone at WWIB.com giving a gift for this one-day challenge, and so maybe that's you. I know people are getting off to their weekend plans, or maybe the rain's affecting your mood today, whatever it is. We'd ask if you would stand with our veterans today. Vets Fighting for Vets and Liberty Sales, two local organizations run by WIB listeners. We want to make this day as big an encouragement as possible for them. And again, our goal for the day is to turn that initial $1,000 from our sponsors into $5,000. That seems a long, long way away, but maybe it starts with you right now. Not saying someone else will do it, but saying, hey, I want to do this. I want to serve our veterans. I know I'm thinking of how I want to honor my grandfathers today, who both served, one of the U.S. Army, one of the United States Marines, and want to put my money where my mouth is as well, too. And wanted to play a little audio from Tony Faulkner from Vets Fighting for Vets. Again, a fellow WIB listener. You've heard him calling in before, Tony from Menominee, and talking so many things that Vets Fighting for Vets does, one of these two organizations we're benefiting, is centered around the 22. The 22 veterans each day that die by their own hand, 22 veterans each day that take their own lives. And as I mentioned a little bit ago, I think it's hard for those of us, including myself, who've not served, to get our minds around this, about how much they have sacrificed. And I just hope that even if we don't completely comprehend how big this sacrifice is, the service that they've given, that we would band together around them. And this is one of the ways that we can do it. Here's some audio again, Tony from Vets Fighting for Vets.
The military is less than 1% of our population, the United States military. And 22 a day take their own life. And I can't even wrap my head around it. I've been in dark times and places as well. And that loss, helplessness, and luckily for me, I have a very strong faith and a strong family that get through to me at them dark times, or if I have them. And I think that is the big thing. But being able to connect so veterans don't feel alone with another veteran. Like I said, we get out, you kind of go in your own way. Everything's great right away, but we're still don't realize, you know, when we're in the military, I would say we almost feel like we're invincible. We can do anything. And then when we get home and we're in the normal populace, it's a hard struggle. You know, some of the stuff that we've seen or done, or how we would handle daily life.
And thank you, Tony, from Vets Fighting for Vets, along with Liberty Sales, one of two organizations we're benefiting. But we need your help. We've been saying it all week, and it's been very quiet this morning, and hoping to have that quietness grow into a shout, into a roar, saying thank you for your service, and we want to thank you in a very tangible way by giving to these organizations, Vets Fighting for Vets and Liberty Sales, who stand with our veterans, band around them, and say, we love you, we care about you, we thank you for all that you've sacrificed. And again, we've got our big goals, but maybe it just starts right now with looking for that first person who'd respond, because it's been a long time since anyone has. WWIB.com. Right at the top of the page, that big red bar, it's easy to get to. It won't take much of your time. Maybe it's $50, $100. Maybe it's more than that. Maybe it's less than that. Again, we're hoping that maybe even by 7:30, we could see the first $1,000 raised this morning on top of the matching challenge starter fund from our sponsors. We want to do all that we can. Would you help us? WWIB.com, right at the top of the page, if you're willing to respond and serve our veterans as they have served us. Today's the day, our one-day challenge, one day to make as big an impact as we can to say thank you to our veterans for their service, to do it not just with our lips, but with our finances as well, to serve those who've given so much. They have all sacrificed, as we've all heard, all gave some gave all. It is very true, and again, even though I do not have a personal frame of reference because I haven't served, I want to have that empathy today for those who have, to say, I want to put my money where my mouth is, and coming up after weather, I'll be thinking more about what my family would like to do in honor of my grandfathers. But we're asking people to respond to this, and thank you to those that have.
Absolutely. We talked earlier, we played the song for Twyla Paris, What Did He Die For? And some, like Sarah Lee Patrick, lost her son on this day 18 years ago in Afghanistan. And so some did give their all, their life. And yet so many others have come back with not only injuries external, and you referenced limb loss and other, but also what about the scars internally, right? I mean, we think of the great work that others like Trinity Equestrian Center with their equine therapy, to so many vets with the post-traumatic stress disorder and those internal scars, and they run deep. And so, and what about 22 suicides a day? It's a number we want to shield our face from, but it's a reality. And so recognizing all of that, and recognizing the words that I've so often said and heard Christians and conservatives say, which is, thank you for your service, I'm just glad that you have extended that we've got your back beyond to include this year. So I'm in the midst of giving right now on my phone to get my $100 included. And so I just want to go beyond the words to do something.
Absolutely. And so again, WWIB.com, right at the top of the page. It looks like we're about $500 short of our first $1,000 raised. We were trying to do that by 7, now trying to do that by 7:30 with 3 minutes left. Thank you so much to Allison. Allison from Chippewa Falls with a generous gift of $50 in memory, she says, of my uncles Floyd and Lloyd Neeson and Richard Cruiser. God bless and thank you to all veterans. We love you for what you have done and sacrificed, and for their families too. That's something we don't want to forget about, the sacrifices of families, those even who've never seen combat, the sacrifices they make, the distance of being deployed, being on a base, whatever it might be. It's all a sacrifice, and we thank you for making that sacrifice on our behalf. Alan from Elk Mound with a gift of $50 as well. Thank you so much. And again, Havel, we've had gifts from Sue from Bloomer, Ron from Eau Claire. Your gift just comes through as well, too. So I think that puts us, again, about $500 short as we try to get to the first $1,000 given by 7:30 this morning. Very doable, because that could be just one person. It could be 10 right. people giving 50, 5 giving 100, or one mm-hmm. person saying, hey, I can give $500 to support these two local veterans organizations.
Certainly worthy cause, and we're so appreciative. Can't wait till Tony joins us in studio. And boy, we can get there. How about two people, $250? Let's get this done here pronto.
Let's hear a little more from Rick Yoder of Liberty Sales, one of the two organizations benefited today.
Really, the whole purpose with Liberty Sales is to say thank you to the veterans. They experience so many things that we don't. They come back missing a limb or dealing with PTSD, traumatic brain injuries. You could say sailing is my therapy. What I love to do, I want to share that with others. Liberty Sales is focusing on the abilities in life and not your disabilities.
Thank you so much, Rick. And again, Tony from Vets Fighting for Vets, the other organization being benefited today.
When veterans come home, we get scattered. No matter what era of veteran you are, you can speak to another veteran and have the same lingo and mentality, and kind of brings them all together. And that's what we wanted to really do, was bring veterans together to know that it's just not them in the civilian population. We're really good at camouflaging, both physically and mentally. I think mentally we're a lot better at camouflaging a lot of pain. And when we do that, because we just drive on and get the mission done, and this is one thing where we can open up together, and there's no judgment with the veterans, and they can kind of come together and connect on past experiences, what they're doing, and gives them that battle buddy realization again.
And we again will have Tony in studio shortly. Thank you so much to Marcy, who just says she's going to add $200 to the fund as well to get us closer to that first $1,000 given. Thank you so much, Marcy from Bloomer. And also Rose looking to give a gift as well, too. And she says, I have a friend, Art Fox from Phillips. He's been a veteran through many, many wars. He's over 100 years old. She also says, my son was in Afghanistan, Ben Ponchak, if I'm pronouncing that right. And she says, and now my granddaughter, Trinity Rose Ponchak, just joined the Navy for 8 years. So she says the military is in our family quite a bit. Also, my dad, Bob Eisner, was a Korean War veteran. She says she'll try to send that gift later. Thank you so much to Rose for letting us know about your family members who've served, who've made that sacrifice. And we thank them so much for their giving of more than we can imagine. And again, we've heard from one of our veterans here at the station, George Olinsky, and he says, unless you've served, you can't know. Unless you've served, you can't know, but it's our opportunity here to band around those who have served and say, we may not know what you've gone through, what your families have gone through, but we love you and we want to serve you. WWIB.com, right at the very top of the page, that big red bar, WWIB.com. If you would like to give and serve those who have served us through Vets Fighting for Vets and Liberty Sales, will you help us? WIB.com/We've Got Your Back. We are blessed to have Tony Faulkner from Vets Fighting for Vets joining us live in studio here, one of the two organizations being benefited. Again, would continue to ask you for your best gift. Again, I know it's rainy outside, so be careful. And whenever you can, go to WWIB.com/We've Got Your Back, or there's a big red bar right at the top of the page. Scroll down and you can give right there. And thank you so much to those who've given, including Marcy from Bloomer with that $200 gift. Tony, welcome in studio. Good to have you in, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you.
So Vets Fighting for Vets, we've been playing audio all throughout the week, sharing a little bit about your heart for our veterans. You served. Can you tell folks who haven't heard about that just a little bit of your story and how this came to be?
I was in the military for 10 years. I was a Black Hawk crew chief. I went overseas. I got hurt. Couldn't do my job anymore. And I loved flying.
Yeah.
It was a passion of mine. I would go down, and flying in a Black Hawk was amazing. Been all over the world. Came back, hurt my back. Some other stuff was going on, got messed up, and I had to go in front of a medical board. They decided to medically retire me. After my medical retirement, I got out, and I thought, wow, I'm finally out of the military. 10 years. And you think that when that day comes, you're so excited. And you are. The next chapter in your life starts. But then you start losing the connections you have, just like in anything in life, when you walk away from something. And that was a struggle. It was a hard, hard struggle. I kind of went into a dark places at times. I had a struggling marriage. And I seen an event going on down in Florida. It was a Ruck for 22. And I kind of got behind that and talked to the guys down in Florida, and I said, we need something like that here in the Chippewa Valley. And so I hosted my first event back in 2015 of October. It's our annual Ruck for the 22. The first year was 22 miles.
And the feedback I know you got from that was, okay, that's a little bit long from some of the guys who were doing it.
Yeah, we had 73 participants that day. And it did. It got very long. So then we did a little AR afterwards, and we decided we're going to do 22K to shorten it down. And it's a wide spectrum. It's family members of veterans. It's people that lost veterans, family members. And it's veterans there. It's just a group walk to get that day in a remembrance of the 22 that take their own hand that day.
Tony Faulkner of Vets Fighting for Vets. And after a song here, Tony, we'll talk a little bit more about all the things that Vets Fighting for Vets does for our veterans, and also Liberty Sales will also be benefited today. So friends, WWIB.com/We've Got Your Back. If you'd be willing to help with a gift, help us make this fund grow as big as possible today, WWIB.com, right at the top of the page. But Tony, something that I've been trying to bring out today, and wonder what you would say to this, because as someone who hasn't served myself, what is it mean to veterans? I mean, because again, there's so many things. It's vets fighting for vets. There's some things that just can't really be communicated any better than a vet standing with another vet. But it takes those of us in the civilian population giving a lot of times financially to aid you to do what you do. And I've been saying it's hard for me to find the empathy that I so want because I haven't been through that. What would you say to those like me that say, I want to understand better to what the men and women who've served this country have gone for, and I want to help?
You know, I was listening on the way in, and your coworker that said that you don't know if you don't know, you know,
yeah,
serving.
George.
And you're exactly right. I would say every freedom you have, whatever belief you have, that freedom was given to you because of a veteran.
Yeah.
And God. And that's the bottom line. Everything we do, there's places in the world that you can't even wrap your head around some of the stuff, the way they live life that veterans, the military has seen, and to come home to the greatest country in the world and to be able to get up in the morning and go do what you want to do is something that a lot of people take for granted. And veterans gave you that.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line. And that's how you can wrap your head around it. You would not have that today. And especially with the 4th of July coming up.
Yeah.
You know, what did we do on July 4th? You know, we stood as a militia and we gave ourselves the freedom that we needed.
And that freedom has continued to have a cost for generation after generation. It wasn't just one back there in 1776 and following too. It's again and again and again. Brave men and women, courageous ones, have stepped up to say freedom is worth protecting, freedom is worth dying for if necessary, and I'm willing to make that ultimate sacrifice in order to preserve and protect the liberty that we've been given here.
Exactly, and it's not always what the military is doing for the United States. We're doing it around the world.
Yeah.
You know, it's around the world. It's people, we're helping people that we'll never meet, we'll never know, but we're helping them. We're, you know, the global war on terrorism. We were there. We were a big key in that. But back home, when we come home, the war still continues.
Thank you, Tony Faulkner from Vets Fighting for Vets. And again, we want to get into a little bit more of what they do. And we're just asking you to be an encouragement today with your response, with your giving for this one-day challenge. It's just one day. Would you respond? WWIB.com right at the top of the page. That big red bar, WWIB.com/We've Got Your Back. Let's be as big a blessing as we can for those who've served.
Coming up in a couple weeks, we do a motorcycle ride out of Downsville. This year, it's out of Timber Inn. Everybody's welcome. It's Riding for the 22. We give away some gun raffles. We veterans get together. And it again, it is just kind of the remembrance of the 22, and that's what it's about, to help veterans and network a lot of veterans.
Yeah, and again, networking, connecting veterans with other veterans is something that you do. And we've talked about how you provide Thanksgiving meals and Christmas presents as well for veteran families who are struggling, equine therapy. And there's just, it's multifaceted, all the things that you do to, again, connect veterans with one another and help them realize that they're not alone and that they're loved and cared about. And your love for Jesus Christ is kind of what is the foundation of all of this.
Yes, absolutely. I think we're all put on this earth to serve in one way or another, and I kind of serve twofold. I served in the military, and I serve Jesus Christ. And with that, that's what continues my mission, I guess. That would be my new mission, is to serve veterans and to serve the veteran community. And there is nothing like, on Thanksgiving, handing a complete turkey meal to a veteran that may be in a nursing home, that may be in an assisted living home, or even just a veteran that is older or younger, handing them that meal and saying, you do not have to worry about preparing a meal for your family. Mm-hmm. Here it is. And the same goes for Christmas. When we can help them, families that are struggling with maybe their soldier is deployed or they're just money's tight, because some of them are on a fixed salary and just might be struggling to be able to help provide for their family and to help alleviate that burden is amazing. And it's filling.
We'll continue to talk more with Tony Faulkner from Vets Fighting for Vets, along with Liberty Sales, the two organizations being benefited with this one-day challenge. It's just one day. Would you respond? Would you meet Tony's $200 challenge, again, coming out of his own pocket? Would someone step up to meet that? Or maybe it's multiple someones. Maybe you can do 50 of it, 100 of it, or all 200. WWIB.com. Right at the top of the page, WWIB.com, that big red bar for the We've Got Your Back one-day challenge. Well, we still haven't quite reached, Halvo, that $200 matching challenge that Tony Faulkner gave himself to. Again, there's $200 sitting on the table here to be split evenly between Vets Fighting for Vets and Liberty Sales. And so we've got 3 minutes in this song from Mariah Peters, Born to Be Free. Could we see that reach, whether that's one person, two people, four people, going to WWIB.com/We've Got Your Back. And maybe you can take care of all that 200. Maybe it's just a portion of it. But it starts with one person responding. So WWIB.com is the place to go. It's easy to find right at the top of the page.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks so much to many who've given today, Sue and Holly and Marcy and Ronald. And we'd love to have you included.
WWIB.com, our one-day challenge is just one day. Would you respond? Would you take just a moment from your day to go to WWIB.com? We'll be back with more with Tony Faulkner from Vets Fighting for Vets in just a moment. Serving those who've served this great nation, a tangible way to say thank you for your service beyond just lip service, to say we want to stand with these local organizations led by WIB listeners who are serving those who have given so much to our country. Would you help? Would you respond? That $200 challenge on the table here for a little bit longer, WWIB.com, big red bar right at the top of the page for We've Got Your Back. Would you help us? Would you step up for that match? It's been about 15 minutes since we've seen a gift given for our We've Got Your Back one-day challenge. We know, again, it's rainy, and so we want you to be safe when you do this, but WWIB.com, the place to go, that big red bar right at the top of the page, and still, again, when you can do so safely, if you'd step up for that matching challenge that Tony Faulkner from Vets Fighting for Vets has given here, $200 on the table, and maybe that's one of you, maybe that's four or five of you who could do part of that or all of it, but would love to have your support as we welcome Tony back on the air here. And Tony, we were talking off the air about how the funds given to Vets Fighting for Vets stay local. 100% of it goes back to our veterans as you do this all on a volunteer basis. And again, you serve throughout the WIB listening area. I believe you go to the Twin Cities as a lot of veterans, especially those who are homeless, migrate towards some of the bigger cities. But again, not just here in the Chippewa Valley, but La Crosse, Toma as well, too. Basically within range of our voices right now, you're going there to help and serve and connect with veterans who are sometimes really struggling.
Yes, we do come wintertime. We on the streets, as we call it, for homelessness. And yeah. We have backpacks, and they're basically go bags, and we will vet a veteran that is homeless that we feel that is in need, and we go to these shelters and kind of pick them out and kind of go through them and just sit down. We'll sit down, buy them a meal maybe, or just sit and talk with them. But then we give them a bunch of necessities, socks, toothpaste, you know, toiletries, all that, just to help them out, alleviate that. And one thing I would know that people don't know, that when veterans are homeless, you're like, they're just, you know, they took the wrong path, or they're doing this or that. I would say 95% of them, I say they chose this life. They, you know, hey, can we help you out? We can hook, you know, get you a job. We can look for a place to live and this and that. And they're happy with where they're at. And maybe they're fighting their demons the way that they know how, and we keep in contact with them at times. And but they definitely are grateful of what we do, you know. And you don't know how you're going to affect them, right?
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing. We're going to try and help them out the way we can, you know. And that's the biggest thing. A few years ago, we were up in the Minneapolis area at a homeless shelter, and there was a gentleman walking away, and the guys that were with me, we looked at him and we said, hey, he looks like a veteran. And we pulled over and talked to him, and he was. He was an Air Force veteran. He was a C-130 crew chief. And he got kicked out of the shelter because they were over full. But number one, he said there was some stuff going on in there that he couldn't be around at the time.
Sure.
For his own recovery. And so we ended up asking him where he could go. We put him up in a hotel for the night or wherever. And we ended up getting him a hotel. And then it wasn't a week later, we were in contact with him. And from our area here, he had some family. And they went and took him. He is on the road to recovery now. I can say it's been 3 years. I know the family very well from our local area. He has now gotten back, reconnected with his daughter. He has custody of his daughter now. And it's just, that's one of the many powerful, I would say stories that we have of that. And yeah. What surprised me is how a guy from Minneapolis that we did not know on the street just helped out. And then we get a call a week later that he has family in our local area, and he is now, I check in on him, and he is doing good. Got a stable job, living, has his daughter.
Yeah. It's these God-ordained connections. And again, starting off with saying, you know, we could provide a hotel room or these go bags, as we're asking people to support you and Liberty Sales financially, again, you need those finances to be able to do that. The connection started with being able to go to Minneapolis or go to Tomah or La Crosse or here in the Chippewa Valley, wherever it is, and be able to have things to offer to those veterans. And that opened up the door of connection, opened up the door of ministry too, as a Christ follower yourself. And so that's, I mean, why we just keep asking and maybe I even say begging people to respond today to help WWIB.com. It'll take probably a minute and a half of your time at most to go to WWIB.com, the big red bar right at the top of the page, to give today for the one-day challenge where we've got your back. And Tony, again, it's not cheap. Nothing in this world is right now. And so we know we're asking a lot of people. We're asking them to sacrifice financially today, but it does so much good for our veterans and for the kingdom.
Absolutely. There is no way that we couldn't do it without the support of the community. And whether you served or you didn't serve, being able to help, even if you're a veteran, to help another veteran, this is your way to do it. This is financially, and it does, it all goes back to them to help them.
And we just heard, we got a call from Michelle. I believe she might have even been from the cities, and she says she's going to match that $200 that you have on the table here. So thank
awesome.
You so much.
Thank
and
you,
God
Michelle.
Bless you. God
thank
bless you,
you
Michelle. Maybe there'll be more coming in, even as we'll chat with Tony one more time in just a few moments. We've got 2 minutes and 46 seconds on this song from Forrest Frank, Good Day. Could we see another gift or even two at WWIB.com in that time? I sure hope so. Would you join us? Would you help for today's one-day challenge for We've Got Your Back? We'll talk with Tony Faulkner from Vets Fighting for Vets in just a moment. And again, everything's split between Vets Fighting for Vets and Liberty Sales. WWIB.com. If you're able to serve those who've served, thank you for your generosity. And our one-day challenge is today for WWIB's We've Got Your Back campaign, presented by Mark Wart Motors, your hometown Chevy dealership. Thank you to Mark Wart and all of our sponsors for putting together the initial matching challenge of $1,000 and then challenging you to make that grow as big as possible. Special thanks to Crestview Academy of Eau Claire, Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Economy Furniture, and Bjorkstrand Metal Roofing. Everything given today will be divided equally between Vets Fighting for Vets, and Tony Faulkner's in studio with us right now, along with Liberty Sales. How big can we make this grow? And thank you so much to Michelle from Chippewa Falls who called in. She was driving. And again, we want you to be safe, but she called in while driving and said, I want to match that $200 on the table from Tony, who said, I want to help, again, this organization of his Vets Fighting for Vets, that 100% goes right back to the veterans and then Liberty Sales as well. So we thank Tony for his generosity. Michelle says she wants to match that. And then just heard from Pat as well at WWIB.com. And that's where we're urging you to go to give. Pat from Ladysmith, in memory of Jim Giesel, and she gives $200 as well. So Tony, again, whether it's a large or small gift, we heard from Al from Withy, who said, I want to give $30 today to the veterans. Every little bit helps. So again, maybe folks can bring large gifts. Maybe they're giving smaller gifts. It doesn't matter if it's $5 or $10 or $500. I think it probably means a lot to you as a leader of this veterans organization, Vets Fighting for Vets, to know that people care.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's, we don't know. I mean, we don't know what we don't know. We've said it before. We don't know the people that are struggling. And if you do know somebody that's struggling, have them reach out. My phone's always on. Even if you probably had to get a hold of to get a hold of me through WIB. Caleb's got my number.
Yeah.
You can get in touch with me. But to put a, you know, 1%, I've said it before, 1%, less than actually 1% of the United States population serves in the military. And then to put combat on top of that, because not everybody goes overseas, but you still served. You wrote a blank check for this country. And do I say that everybody's perfect and everybody's going to be get the proper care they need through the VA? Some people just need that human connection of a veteran that's been somewhere with them or a service member with them. And that's what we want to do. We want to connect that. But to have 22 service members or veterans a day take their own life by their own hand is unacceptable to me.
22 a day. And again, I interrupt you for a moment here just to make sure we understand that 22 suicides a day from our veterans. I mean, it's just, it's unconscionable. And yet it goes on and on. And
it is. I mean, if you want to put it in, look around your office space, your work area today, count up 22 people in an area, or when you go to the store, 22 people gone. Like
every
that.
Day.
And taking a long-term or a short-term problem to a long-term solution. And that's what it is. That's what suicide is. And it, because we can fix it. It might not be the best way. It might not be the easiest road. But with help from a veteran, or we'll get you in contact with them, with God, you can get through anything.
We want to tell them again, we may not understand all the traumas they've been through, and that's why it's so important to connect veterans with other veterans, but to say your life has value. It is worth preserving. Just the way that you protected others' lives, we want to protect your life now and tell you you have value because you're an image bearer. You're made in the image of God, and Jesus loves you. And that's what you do day after day. I mean, I know Tony, even coming in here, you said, oh, I was a little bit late because I ran into a veteran that I know. I mean, it's these connections that you and your team have created over the years that are so vital. And you've mentioned all of this work you've put in since, what, 2015?
Yep.
If one life can be saved through it, it's all worth it.
It's a success. I said that from day one. If we help one person, mission accomplished. That's what we're here for. It's if we find that one person that is struggling on that day in that dark time, and we can help them out, whatever it being, or get them to where they need to be, that's a success to us.
Well, Tony, we thank you for Vets Fighting for Vets. Again, there are so many things that people can get involved to help with. Maybe there's even someone out there who's an app developer. I know you said that's one of your dreams as well, too, is maybe even to create an app that would connect veterans to other veterans, too. And so, again, if people want to get in contact with you, I know you're on social media as well, Vets Fighting for Vets. Not only are we asking people to respond today, to please respond financially, but volunteering and lots of other opportunities.
Absolutely, and I can't thank everybody for donating to both great causes here.
Again, Liberty Sales and Vets Fighting for Vets. Will you help us? Will you join WWIB.com right at the top of the page? Will you respond today to serve those who've sacrificed so much for our countries, to let them know they're not alone, to let them know their life is worth living? That 22 veteran suicide number every single day, that should be zero. Let's show them the love of Jesus Christ. And this is a chance, as Halvel mentioned earlier this week, we say, thank you for your service. Thank you for your service. Let's do something that says, thank you for your service today. WWIB.com. Halvel, we're down to the final 24 minutes of the WIB Wake Up Show. And again, this one day challenge goes all day today until midnight tonight, but we're saying we can do so safely. Would you go to WWIB.com? Would you help support these two wonderful local organizations? We've been focusing on Vets Fighting for Vets. We'll hear more from Liberty Sales in the final half hour. And a chance to make this a birthday present as well for Rick Yoder, the founder of Liberty Sales. His wonderful wife, Dana, assists him in this too. You hear her as a supporter here at WWIB as an advertiser. But birthday boy today, Rick Yoder.
I learned that because I just saw Dana wishing him happy birthday on Facebook. And it looks like maybe sailing is in their plans. And so you and I have both worked with Dana in buying homes in the past, buying and selling. And so we know how great she is and what she does. And Rick as well with Polly Rays and what he does, obviously, with Liberty Sales. And so, if you need extra incentive, and I don't know why you would, but if you need extra incentive today, it's Rick's birthday. So let's bless him and his organization, plus Vets Fighting for Vets on Rick's birthday.
And thank you so much to Tony Faulkner of Menominee Vets Fighting for Vets, the founder, and his heart for those who have served, and many are wounded beyond just physically. Again, there can be some deep, deep mental wounds and scars. Uh-huh. And so as we've heard from so many veterans, many times takes a veteran to connect with another vet. And so we can be the support system here through our finances, through our prayers and volunteering. But we're asking for your finances today. We're asking for your help. And we've had some great responses recently, and we've got one more big goal, if I can make it here in the final 20-plus minutes. Al gives $30 at WWIB.com, right at the top of the page, Chavo, that big red bar. He says, $30 in honor of my father, who spent 3 years fighting in the South Pacific during World War II. Thank you, Al, for that gift. And your friend Bob from Rice Lake that you just saw Brewers game with a very generous gift as well.
Yeah, Bob is, he's the best, and he's from your hometown of Rice Lake, and he says, thank you, WWIB, for making this available and for your heart in this ministry, Tony. He says, my dad served in World War II and was wounded, and my oldest brother served in the Vietnam War. We have our physical freedom because of the sacrifices of these men and women. The economy's in a tough spot, but we need to show our grit and gratefulness by helping with this need. I'm giving $100 for each of my family to meet your sacrifice, Tony. God bless you and those who will be served. Thank you so much, Bob. So appreciative of that generous $200 donation there.
Grit and gratefulness.
Yeah.
Right? And as he mentioned,
that's great.
We know we're asking a lot of you. And Tony's mentioned that too. He says, I know people are on limited salaries. And part of why they've committed to not taking a dime out of this themselves, even though they'd be very deserving of doing so, but said, we want all to go back to the veterans. We want every penny to go to the veterans. Thank you, Linda, as well, from Ridgeland, a gift of $25 in honor of Eugene. Thank you so much. To John for a gift of $25 at WWIB.com. John from Chippewa Falls. So if I have this correct, Halvo, we started off with $1,000. We've seen $2,050 given so far this morning. Thank you. And my goal was the final $1,000 to get to $3,000. So that leaves us at $950 left in 20 minutes.
Okay.
Could we see $950 more dollars raised? Unless you think it should be a bigger goal than that.
No, that's
good.
No, that's a good goal.
$950 in the next 20 minutes. And again, maybe that's a few people. Maybe that's dozens of people. But we say giving your best gift, giving as unto the Lord. And we can say with confidence, Vets Fighting for Vets and Liberty Sales are serving our veterans. They're standing with them, and they're ministering. They're ministering Jesus Christ as well, too, along with meeting the physical, emotional, mental needs. They are ministering spiritually as well, too. We've heard from Rick Yoder. Again, happy birthday to Rick, who says, hey, I'm not going to force my belief in Jesus Christ on anyone, but he says, I've got a captive audience when these many times paralyzed, well, not paralyzed, but those who are disabled, wounded veterans are out on the Great Lakes with them on his sailboats. And he says, we make every effort to have our faith in Jesus Christ come out very, very clearly while we have this wonderful captive audience on a boat. And he said, we want every opportunity to be open to them to make a decision to follow Jesus.
And, you know, the Spirit fills us as believers. And so I've been with Rick. I mean, he just shines the light anyhow. Yeah. And as 1 Peter 3:15 so wonderfully says, be prepared to give an account when you're asked. And so I think, you know, today, in fact, our good news verse of the day, a promise of the day, was Romans 2:4. It's the kindness of God that leads people to repentance. And so, yeah, I mean, these are just wonderful acts of service and kindness. So through both of these wonderful organizations, and let the Spirit lead.
Again, a one-day challenge. We'll hear a couple songs here, starting off with Ann Wilson. We're so excited for her to come to One Fest. During that time, would you respond at WWIB.com, that big red bar right at the top of the page, $950 short of our final goal for the morning. Again, we want to grow this fund as big as possible to make a huge blessing and impact for these local organizations. Thank you for digging deep. Thank you for serving those who've served. Thank you for going beyond just the lip service of thank you for your service. As much as we mean that, thank you for saying, let's do something tangible to show our veterans that their lives matter. As Tony mentioned, 22 of our veterans take their lives each day. Can what we do today be used to save the life of even one? We pray, we hope that it will do that and more. WWIB.com, right at the top of the page. Would you help? Would you serve? $950 more before 9 o'clock, 18 minutes left. We need you, friends.
All right, so on the listener line at 715-396-1670, seeing some donations here, trying to get to $500 so it can be matched by Paul and Willard and his wife. Sherry in Whitehall says, I'll donate $25 in honor of three uncles that fought in World War II. Uncle Albert paid the ultimate price and died in Luxembourg, says Sherry. And also Crystal in Sheldon, Caleb.
Yes, and Crystal says, our family would like to give $100 in honor of my dad, who is also a veteran. She's driving, but she says, I'm going to go to the website. Again, as we've been telling you all morning long at WWIB.com. Do it when you can do it safely.
Yep.
But Lord willing, we'll see that $500 match. So Paul and Nicole from Willard will trigger their $500 gift as well, so we can get to $3,000 given today. And so we're now less than $400 away.
That's fantastic. And our own Michelle Johnson's in studio here.
Yes.
And Michelle, you know what it is in terms of these veterans and their sacrifice and service as your oldest son serves.
Correct. That's correct. And first, I wanted to actually match Tony's. So there's 200 there.
Wow.
That was, because of my son. So here's the life of a soldier that is currently in. I was thinking about this on my way in. So he just got married in January. Now, why did he get married in January? Because it was, well, honey, we can't have a normal wedding like most people in June because he'll be deployed. Mm. So here's a January wedding. These are the sacrifices that our current soldiers make. And so here's what's going to happen while he's gone. So he doesn't have a date yet, first of all. So you're always waiting. Okay,
yeah.
When is that date? When do I leave? So life goes on as normal. They planted a garden. While he's gone, the tomatoes will become ripe, and they will be canned before he even gets back. The corn will be done.
That's how long he'll be gone.
Yeah, that's a long time
to
be gone.
With his new wife as well, too.
Yes, she will have to take care of all these things while he's gone, and life goes on even while you're gone. Now, technology is a little different these days. You can actually talk to them and have video calls and all of that, too. But then, too, while they're gone, they will be moving. So she'll be getting ready to pack up and move the sheep and everything. Now, they're just moving down the road. They, you know, have some land now. And all of that has to happen while he is helplessly away for 3 or 4 months.
And I've heard that. And again, we've mentioned this morning, when it comes to those who've served, the quote, I don't know who said it initially, but all gave some gave all. And just focusing on a moment on the all gave some. All gave some. There's a sacrifice. If you never see combat, if you're blessed to be protected in that way by never seeing combat, the sacrifices are still tremendous. I think of, I don't think she'd mind if I mention this on the air, Jody Guckenberg, who used to be on the air a lot with us, your insurance agent. Her daughter, Hannah, has been all over the world serving the military, and the mother's heart of missing her daughter as her daughter serves. And you think about this, your son Nick and his young wife just recently married, and how long they're going to have to be separated. I mean, there are tremendous, tremendous sacrifices. And I've heard it from Sarah Bovey, one of the veterans that we featured in our We've Got Your Back campaign. She's like, time sort of stands still a little bit while you're deployed. But she said, you come back home and you realize time didn't stand still.
Exactly.
It went on without you.
Yep.
And we hear this again and again, the birthdays and the anniversaries and the christenings and all these things that happen because life can't stop back home while they put their life on hold to go protect this great country. We can't thank them enough, but this one day challenge, this day, Halvo, is our chance to at least try to do something tangible to thank our veterans.
You know, we hear the term, there's no free lunch, but let me just say, in terms of our freedoms, as we come up on the 4th of July, and we run the We've Got Your Back campaign generally, you know, a Memorial Day leading up to the 4th of July, but our freedoms aren't free. Somebody paid for them. Yes, some give all, all give some. And so keep that in mind here. Not only as 9 o'clock approaches, and we are really close to that goal of $500 to get that matching from Paul and his wife in Willard, but even all day long, because I think we want to continue this on, you know, until the end of the day.
Yeah, our goal originally was $5,000 or more. We started off with $1,000. And again, WWIB.com/We've Got Your Back. We've made it easy. It's a big red bar right at the top of the page. And Javo and Michelle, that $500 match has been triggered because thanks to Michelle's $200, the $100 that we saw pledged from Crystal. And thank you, everyone who's pledged. We're trusting, again, that you'll be able to give those gifts when you can do so safely. But Anne from Medford just gives $200 to finish off that $500 match.
She says, in honor
of our two sons who served in Afghanistan at the same time, and also in honor of their ever faithful and supportive wives. Son number one in the Marines, and then the Army National Guard, number two, Pararescue Air Force. Thank you. Thank you, Anne. Thank you to your sons, to their wives, to their families for that service. Thank you for helping us meet that $500 match. And again, we say this so many times when we're raising funds for worthy causes, friends, we say, just because we met whatever goal, you're not off the hook. If God prompts you to support, would you do so as generously as possible?